Real Ones Radio, Gavin, Palm, and Crafty.
I know what it looks like to be on drugs. I haven't been on drugs, but I've seen it. And you are it. But we won't go there today.
Yeah, that's a lot more than weed. That's some real stuff. That's not weed.
They sat there in a dark room for 5 minutes, thinking up a perfect tweet for Internet Point. Log off.
Lay off the weed.
Honestly, I've been watching for 20 years now, and every single week I found a new way to get disappointed. It's amazing.
If you even look at Patrick Mahomes, they're going to fine you for a hate crime.
I'm pretty sure Stafford got stabbed at the 50-yard line.
Microphone check, 1-2-1-2, microphone check.
Yo, check, 301's radio, what's up?
Hey, yo, it is your boy Crafty here.
And Gavin.
Joined by my fabulous co-host, Gavin Palm.
We're back.
That's right. We put a little jazz on it. Fabulous.
That's right.
All right. Yeah, so this week, Jesus is King.
Yeah. It's a whole Kanye episode.
Yes, we're going to talk about Kanye. Rex OC dropped as well. Rex Orange County. New project from him called Pony, I believe, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, Pony.
Yeah, yeah. As you can see, we're so enthusiastic about it. yeah, so Pony dropped, and also Gucci Mane.
Waptober.
Gucci Mane. Waptober.
Yep.
Waptabulous. Let's go ahead and get the first two out of the way, I think. I think that's probably the easiest way to do it.
Yeah. We'll start with Rex. What I was thinking about when I was listening was a quote from Teddy Roosevelt. Says the comparison is the thief of joy. And and I think that album was a little bit of a bummer just because some of his other songs were so good. Like Loving Is Easy is so good. Like it's such a good song. And I'm drawing a blank on a few of my other favorites from him, but it was just way different than anything he's done, I think, really before. So just comparing it to that, and of course, it just didn't hold up, which I guess could be said about a lot of the albums we're talking about today. But I think we kind of felt the same way about it. It was weird, kind of like the music was weird. I did like the honesty. I did like the lyrics and stuff. Do you feel the same way about the lyrics?
I would say so. I think that the lyrics, I think that even composition was really solid on the project. Like you said, comparing it to things like Loving Is Easy and like Best Friend. Stuff he's done with Tyler, you know, like, wow. But it's a real letdown. But by the way, shout out to us for the little Teddy quote, man.
Yeah.
Wow. That's quality ass radio.
I heard that a long time ago, and I think about it often. I think it really holds true to a lot of
that's a brilliant quote.
Yeah, but I mean it's in our nature to compare everything too at the same time. So
And that again is comparison is the thief of joy.
Yep.
That really that hits hard. I spent probably a real like year of my life doing super well and comparing myself to other people who were doing somehow better.
Right.
And never took real joy in those moments. Whereas like now that I'm doing completely different things, away from like that space, and I'm doing better in my estimation than like those people were that I was comparing myself to, just as far as like my joy and like, you know, accomplishing milestones and growth as a person. Once I stopped comparing myself to others is when I actually was able to truly reach joy.
Yeah. Compare yourself.
So that is, wow.
Compare yourself to yourself.
Yeah. Swinging that back around here. I'm just looking through the Rex Orange County kind of description synopsis of Pony as they've posted it to Apple Music. And I think that he maybe should have that that quote maybe like tattooed on his arm, because they actually invoke Frank Ocean.
Right.
in the actual description. So Frank Ocean indebted bedroom soul that's often stunning in its clarity.
Yeah,
I would maybe not invoke Frank Ocean in that, because that is overall my takeaway from this album is as it does have its moments that are like really solid. And I think composition wise, I think the writing and honesty, like you said, is really, really good.
Yeah.
It does sound like the worst of Frank Ocean. And I don't say that to be like hyperbolic or nasty or anything, because I really like Homie. I don't think he's capable of making bad music.
Yeah.
But as far as like the source material, if you're trying to get some Frank Ocean vibes out, these are the worst of Frank's vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wouldn't try to do Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean right now isn't doing Frank Ocean. Yeah. DHL's trash. Trash.
Yeah, that was a weird one for sure.
Yeah. We talked about that earlier today, and I just feel like some of those lyrics are like, man, you got to have a slap for some of them lyrics, man. You got to have a slap, bro.
Yeah.
I can't just listen to that.
Right, I feel you.
Yeah, so I guess overall, like, Rex OC was like, I want it to be better. I want to like it. I really actually want to like it because I like Homie.
Me too.
But
it was a big swing. It was a big swing.
Yeah. And it's a lot of like what's it? Social Experiment? Donnie Trumpet like, and them.
Oh yeah.
It takes a little bit of that space, and I just don't know that it really ever like accomplished what it set out to do. This album.
Mm-hmm. It was like I said, it was a big swing. It was experimental in genre. Mm-hmm. I'd say kind of a genre bender, I guess. It's kind of, I didn't really know where to place it. Not that everything I have to listen to has to be set into a specific label, but it's kind of like I didn't know what I was listening to. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I didn't know where I was going.
Am I listening to an indie song? Am I listening to a pop song? There's a lot of like poppy stuff too. It was I don't know. So I mean, listen for yourself and.
Yeah, if I had one track that I wanted people to listen to from it, if I was to give people one to just check out, for me, it's It Gets Better. I like that track a lot.
I like
it's
that.
Not one of the ones that starred or like that people have been talking about. Yep. But I like it.
I like that one too.
It has kind of more of like a traditional vibe for me. It sounds like something that I would expect from him a little bit more than the other things, like the intro and the last song. I almost didn't listen to the rest of the album off of the first two tracks.
Right, I hear you. To transition, I thought I thought the first song on the album was probably the best.
Yeah, so Gucci, it's not a bad album, right? Like,
no,
October 2 is not a bad album.
Right. I feel like that's the thing. Like, I feel like there's so much out now where it's just, you just got to be good. It can't just be okay. It can't just be fine, you know?
Yeah, so just kind of talking about Waptober 2 here. So this album comes as kind of Gucci is not even reestablishing himself. I feel like he's established and he's come back, and we all know Gucci to be a much better looking, much better, you know, accomplished version of himself, staying out of trouble, clean living, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
You know, has a family now. He's a happy dude, I think. And this album to me just kind of doesn't feel like authentic.
Right.
In some ways. I guess that I would expect him, based on the way that he's talking, and I haven't watched the Charlemagne interview or anything like that, because I know he did one with Charlemagne, and I'm usually the guy who would have seen that, but it sounds like he's in a better space mentally as he's like talking to you, and as you see him in interviews, and you know, you see him on the gram, but he's not rapping like he's in a better space, and I think that he's just trying to give us a throwback to like the run that he had when he did his mixtape, like Wilt Chamberlain stuff.
Yeah.
And it doesn't ring through for me. Like, there's slaps on it.
Oh, for sure. There's a few. I'd say there's like three like songs I would like play back for sure.
There's three straight up bangers. I think Big Booty with Megan Thee Stallion is like for everybody who isn't me.
Yeah.
that's not the kind of music I listen to. I really am not that high on Megan Thee Stallion. I think she's like, you know, just a thing for the moment. But I think she's just, you know, a cool girl that hit a lick personally. But I guess that, you know, like you're ticking a box when you do that. But songs like Big Boy Diamonds and the stuff that he did with Migos on here and the WAP Long Way Takeoff, I like those tracks.
Yeah.
The one with Kevin Gates is doing really, really well on the charts.
Yeah, what's the one with DaBaby? The first one?
The one with DaBaby. What song is that?
Oh, shit.
He's got one with Lil Baby, Tootsies.
Yeah, the first one has DaBaby on it.
Oh, Richer Than Everybody. Yeah, with Youngboy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that one.
I like that one as well. I feel like, I guess that, okay, so when I sent you the link for when the all of the propaganda or, you know, marketing campaign around this album came out, and it's all actually assisted by Gucci, like not Gucci Mane, but the brand Gucci.
Right.
And so all the visual stuff and all of the actual, you know, cover artwork and everything is Gucci assisted. So it's Gucci branded. And then it's also like done by Harmony Korine, who we know he's cool with from Spring Breakers and stuff.
Yeah.
So like, I guess when I saw all of that, I said, this should be a little bit higher class project from him.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was really expecting something that was a little bit more like Young Jeezy when he did Circulate and things like that. And yeah. And he didn't give us a more grown up album. He gave us more of like what we know from him. And I think he's doing a better job, like a better version of that music. But it's written in an obsolete vernacular now.
Yeah.
And especially for someone who's moved up like him. So I don't want to be like hard on him or anything, but
right.
You gave me 13 songs, 36 minutes, and there's like three slaps, maybe four.
Yeah.
And everything else is just like, oh, okay.
Which is, you know, it's weird. Like nowadays, like three or four good songs on an album, like is a pretty good album, you know, which is crazy.
Which is crazy because yeah. People are giving us shorter albums too.
Yeah. And it used to just be like a good album was pretty much all good songs. And now it's like
three
or four, you're like, there's so much out now where it's just like, all right, like that's pretty decent.
It used to be if you gave us four good tracks, especially on a hip hop album, you had a dud.
Yeah, right, right.
If you gave us like six or seven, we said, okay, cool. Exactly. And if you had like anything more than 10, it was a legendary project.
Yeah, 10's a classic, yeah. Six is great. Like three or four was like no good.
Yeah, and if you had the one song, that was the one that you put at the very like beginning of the album because you knew people were going to skip on.
Right, right, right.
And now it's the other way around with streaming where like, okay, I got to put the best song at the end of the album because you don't care about the rest of the stuff and it ain't no slaps. So
right.
I guess like Gucci, man, I think he's doing well. I guess like as a person who grew up with Gucci and really was against Gucci the first time I ran across the stuff, and for a long time was like very anti his message and things.
Yeah.
And he's come back with this like clean living. I just feel like he could do better.
Yeah, agreed. I think it was good, but I wanted a little bit more for sure.
And I'm not saying be clean living. I'm not saying be Kanye.
Right. Right.
Segue.
Professional segue.
Yeah. I'm not saying be Kanye. I'm just saying like, yeah. Bro, you got to tell me more than how you was chopping up the bricks on your album when you keep telling me about how like chopping up the bricks isn't cool.
Yeah.
Now.
Right, 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 right. I feel you for sure.
Like that's the thing about all of this stuff to me. And I don't know, maybe it's that I'm getting older, but dog, don't come to me in no interview and tell me one way to live or tell me what to stay away from and then give me 3 minutes of that bad lifestyle shit circulated over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Molly Percocet. Don't give me that and then try to tell me that it's more to life than that, bro. Like you just told me in 3 minutes that's what life is and that's what people are going to be listening to. That's what's going to slap. If that's what you're about, you know, like rep that, do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
do it, you know. But like if you're not about that anymore, you got more to say than that, then I challenge you. I'm not saying you got to have people dancing to, you know, Jesus is King.
Right, right.
Come on, dog. Come on.
I hear you.
I don't know.
I hear you.
So, the most controversial album of the year.
Yeah, for sure.
Jesus is King.
Yeah. Definitely.
We have two very different takes on it. Whereas these two albums, I think we have the very same take. We have very different takes on Jesus is King.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, we're going to give y'all a little bit more time with Jesus is King because I think we've both had more time with it. And I think that this album, whether you like it or not, this has required more of us as listeners as well. Gavin, you don't like it. There's a couple songs you do like. I like most of the songs except for one, essentially.
Okay, so what do you not? Which one do you not like?
The one I don't like is God Is. I can't stand that song. It is awful. I would never listen to that song again in my life. Right. I don't ever want to hear that song again. Ever, bro. Ever. But literally everything else I really like.
That's the one I recorded and posted on Twitter. That one was really bad.
That song is terrible. It sounds like if Kanye was a dying dog.
Yeah, it's just
trying to plead to get into heaven.
It's just strange. It's like he had to have a certain amount of songs and he just like threw that on there.
Yeah, I mean, like, bro, that one's trash.
That one's really bad.
I don't know the right answer. And I'm looking real sideways at anybody who says that they do know the right answer when it comes to him and God and this Trump stuff. I don't know that any of y'all know any of it. I can say that if you feel like you're uncomfortable with him in certain spaces, that's cool. So shut up about it, because he's been talking the same stuff for almost 3 years now, the better part of three.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, why is this interesting? Like, why is this new to you?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this new?
I feel you. Yeah, and like we've talked about that endlessly, but I think, like, you know, something I was thinking about today as I knew we were going to talk Kanye, I wonder like what percentage of like the tweets and Facebook posts about the album are from people that haven't actually listened to the album.
Well, let's look at the fucking charts. Well, number one, you're right, 1,000,000%. A lot of people talking about stuff ain't listen to it. They trying to catch one.
Yeah.
You trying to catch a vibe. Oh yeah, I'm finna get these likes. I'm finna get some followers off of talking. But you ain't listen to it.
Right.
So how do you know? Now wait a second. Let's just really get into this, right? Now, if we're looking at the charts right now, number four song in the world, as far as like the regular pop charts, that, you know, what everybody listens to on the streaming sites, is number four song is highest in the room.
Okay.
Okay. So if the album is trash, then why? And we know that Highest in the Room, as of our previous coverage, we know that Highest in the Room is one of the highest stream songs ever,
right?
Period. And broke like all the records for first day and first week, all the streams of like one regular single. I think the song is whatever. We already said that, but whatever.
Yeah.
But closed on Sunday, a song that don't even like pop like that, is number three. Mm. So it's higher than Highest in the Room.
Right.
Number two is Selena Gomez, whatever that new song she did. You know, we don't listen to all that around here. And then Follow God is number one.
Oh, okay.
Follow God is the number one song out right now. This album is estimated to do anywhere between like 260 and up.
Okay.
260,000 streams and up. And it's probably going to do more than that, I would imagine. I'm over on that. I'm going to say over. But I just don't know what y'all talk about. Number five song is On God. Number six song is Selah. That's this the first song where he actually starts rapping and singing on it.
Yeah.
And then Everything We Need, which I like a lot, is number eight. Rounding out at number 10 is Use This Gospel. That's the one. I think that's the one that's got everybody on
with
it.
The choir.
Yeah. I think that's the one that's got. Let me have a look at my track list here.
With like Clips?
Yep, that's the one with Clips and Kenny G.
Yeah.
So, and I thought that song was dope. And you know, it's like, it's stuff that people, I have a real hard time with people trying to tell me one thing one week, and then the whole next week, you got a whole different opinion on the exact same thing. Now, I heard somebody say, Use This Gospel's beat was trash.
Nah. There's no.
What are you talking about?
There's no trash beats on the entire album.
There's no trash beats on it.
Yeah.
The song where he's screaming like a dead dying cat trying to get into heaven, he don't sound like the beat is the actual
good.
Track and the composition is fire.
Right. Exactly.
I just can't abide with this stuff, man. I can't roll. I can't roll. I'm not saying that the album's good for everybody. I'm not saying that it needs to hit your eardrums a certain way. I'm saying that, like, you can't come to me one week and say that a song like No Guidance is good and Drake's getting in his bag, and then listen to another track. Getting on to messaging, right? Like,
right.
We applaud Jay-Z for saying that it's negative to talk about drug selling and stuff and that lifestyle. Kanye says it. Well, now we got a problem with it because we question his motives. But when Jay-Z went and essentially became the new Robert Kraft and hanging out with, you know, all of the Trump supporters and starting all this football shit, we ain't mad at Jay-Z.
Right.
I don't get it. I just don't understand, like, what your cutoff is and at what point is somebody a bad leader and a false god or a false prophet. Don't know where y'all are coming from.
The cutoff is wherever you can get a tweet off on. You know what I mean? It doesn't have anything to do with actually thinking it through, like you obviously have.
I have a hard time with black folks right now who, not all black folks, of course, duh. But I'm talking about, black folks in our hip hop media who want to say, like, specifically, oh, Kanye's bad because he said Democrats fund Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood specifically, like, negatively affects, black mothers and black children.
Mm-hmm.
There's an argument to be had for that. This isn't the place for it, but there's an argument to be had for that. There's a debate that needs to happen. There's a conversation that literally needs to happen. A lot of people who listen to this show don't see the other side of that because they go and visit that neighborhood and then they roll back out. But Planned Parenthood does disproportionately hang out in the hood. I'm just saying, that's just the way it goes. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying you need to decide for yourself, but you need to be armed with the knowledge. He was saying something that could be true.
Right.
You need to listen to it. Just because it comes from him, somebody that you don't like really, what we don't roll with him because he did something that literally half of your uncles do.
right, for sure.
So the black guy isn't allowed to do something that we don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But every white person in America, we need to who believes in Trump, we need to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
And we need to see where they're at, because not everybody who voted for Trump's a racist. Half of them voted for Obama. Yeah, they did, including Kanye. Right. Like, I don't get it. I don't know. I'm not shooting and bail myself personally. I'm just saying that you got to, like, think these things through before you just have a hard line opinion and you just feel like you're right, because I don't know that I'm right or wrong.
Right, but at least you're thinking about it. I think the biggest problem is people are thinking about it for literally 10 seconds and then just firing off a Facebook post.
Thinking about it for 10 seconds and then recording a 2-hour podcast on it.
right. Where we took a week off. I mean, we've been talking about it back and forth for, 2 weeks. We took a week off to digest the album and think about it and talk about it,
Well, let's go through the top 10 albums on the charts right now. Pony, we know what that is. We just talked about that. Number 9 is Waptober 2. Number 8, I'm Him by Kevin Gates. I can't say I listened to it.
Mm-mm.
I haven't heard it yet. Little TJ, True to Myself.
I heard some.
Post Malone, fake rapper. Monster is reissued, which is a, like, 5-year-old album almost now.
Yeah.
By Future. Kirk, we talked about Kirk. Kirk was dope. Yep. Over It by Summer Walker. We haven't had a chance to talk about it on here. I personally like the album a lot, but I'm not no R&B guy like that. Not slow R&B. I like the Usher track, though. Young Boy Never Broke Again's got an album, and I don't listen to him. Because what the hell does he have to say to me?
Yeah.
What does he have to say to us?
Yeah,
what does
he really have to say to us? Either, but
so,
yeah.
So what album? So what are y'all actually like? What are y'all trying to say is good right now? Because While That's Crazy gave you bars that y'all don't give a fuck.
Right.
While they gave you a great album that does all the stuff that you say that Kanye should have done on his album, and you didn't care.
Right.
Rick Ross gave you a couple months ago the same album that you said that Kanye should have gave you. You didn't care.
It's true.
Young Thug gave you a crazy fun trap album with all sorts of crazy stuff on it. Great great features. Future, Machine Gun Kelly, Gunna, Lil Uzi Vert, Juice WRLD, Nav. J. Cole and Travis Scott with the London song. He gave you everything you wanted and you still didn't stream it. So, I mean, it did good on the charts, but you're not talking about it. It's not like it's a part of the culture. It's not like big. It's not culturally relevant. I mean, Taylor Swift can't even get on. What do y'all like? What do y'all like?
It's a good question.
What do y'all like? Because I think y'all just like singles now. I don't think that anybody could give you an album that you like. You say, you claim you love Drake, but Drake can't give you an album you like either.
Dude, that's so funny. It's so funny you say that. I have a story for you. I was talking to somebody yesterday, one of my friends, and they're asking what albums I should check out or what they should check out. And I said, Kirk by DaBaby. They go, oh, yeah, check it out. And I go, wait. They texted me back, oh, Kirk's an entire album? Like, yeah, yeah. Listen to the whole album. Like, it was so funny.
Yeah, you know, like a whole project with a theme. And that's one thing he did do. He gave you a theme.
Yeah, for sure.
For despite my light criticism of it, I don't think I had heavy criticism of it. I think I had light criticism, but despite my light criticism, he actually showed up and gave you a full finalized book report with a beginning and ending and a synopsis at the end of it. You know, like a conclusionary statement. He actually gave you a full album.
For sure, for sure.
What do y'all like? What do y'all like? I don't get it. What have y'all heard that y'all like? What was good? What was good? You say, oh, this is genius for the production, but I'm not with that. Okay, well, half of y'all Christians, so it ain't that. It's because you don't like the guy. He did give you an album that was good. He gave you a Ye, which was good.
Right.
I'm sorry. He gave you Ye. That was good. There's two songs on Ye that are meant for most people. For Kanye fans, there's one song on there that isn't great, and there's really one on Jesus is King for most people who actually just enjoy the way that Kanye sounds and raps. Mm-hmm. But he rapped on this album. I don't know what y'all want. I don't know what y'all want. I mean, look, if we look at Drake, for instance, y'all want to say that Drake is the guy, but y'all don't highly review, like, Drake's albums. Y'all ain't like nothing that Drake did since, like, Take Care as a full project.
For sure. For sure.
We go back. Care Package was all of the tracks that wasn't released. Scorpion, y'all didn't say that. Y'all said Scorpion wasn't the one. I said it as well. Now, in retrospect, I think I was wrong. I think Scorpion's actually a lot better of an album than I gave it credit for, to be completely honest.
I'll have to revisit that. It's been a while.
I think it was a lot better than I gave it credit for. We look at More Life. I think More Life was slightly better than I gave it credit for, but not a great album. Views wasn't great, and we know that that started the trend of non-great Drake albums. What a Time to Be Alive was What a Time to Be Alive. If You're Reading This Is Too Late was the last one that I think everybody is in consensus of that being great, and that was 2015.
Yeah, for sure.
So what do y'all like? Can y'all give me an album that y'all can generally say as the culture y'all like? Because I think that it's all about dissent. I think it's about what we don't like more than what we do like. I don't think that we celebrate the people that we like anymore. I think that we just figure out ways to come up off of complaining. ASAP Rocky gave y'all a great album. You didn't stream it.
Agreed.
I don't know what y'all want.
Maybe they can leave comments on Instagram or Twitter. Let us know. Because it's a good question. Yeah. It's a good question.
I'm just frustrated, bro. Like, I don't know. I understand, like, your criticism of the Kanye record.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
it comes from a place of being a fan and comes from a place of not catching the vibe of the album, not saying it's horrible, you know?
And I think that you make a really valid point. Like, it's a gospel album. It is that. Now, I'm not saying that everybody should be here for a gospel album. That's not my opinion necessarily.
Yeah.
But if you ain't never been to Black Church,
mm-hmm.
then this is probably the worst Kanye album.
Yeah, right. I hear you.
If you don't have a lot of Black friends, but you used to listen to Kanye music in your only real, like, the way that you've listened to Black music, to Black popular music, to hip hop in the last few years has only been drug references and people talking negatively about their own hoods and killing each other. Yeah, this is probably the worst Kanye album. How do you, like, you got to ask yourself, how do you see people? What imagery are you comfortable with from artists? What are you comfortable with? Are you comfortable? You know, I had a conversation with one of our listeners and a really good friend of ours, actually. And he was saying, you know, I just couldn't get with it. And I said, academically, with the way that I live my life every day, there are some things that I can get with from that. Is it the religious aspect? Probably not. But, like, am I wary of social media? Yeah.
Right.
I think that most of us, I think that anybody who isn't in jail can vibe more with this than they can the average Future album.
Yeah.
What I'm asking is, like, how do you see hip hop? What kind of messaging and imagery are you comfortable with? And why are you so uncomfortable the one time that somebody doesn't give you that? He didn't give you Kanye bravado. He didn't give you obnoxious and sometimes over the top and not clever sex bars.
Right.
Because I know a lot of y'all like I'm In It, but you might want to listen back again if you think that that's the beacon of great hip hop.
Yeah. And like the one with Lil Pump.
Yeah, that was, for real. But that streamed.
He was saying that's the one that like changed his mind basically to make the album.
I'm fine with that because that song is trash.
That was horrible.
It's bad. It really was fun. It was fun, like with the video and all that. But yeah. But I mean, Mans gave you Ghost Town. Y'all kind of was hyped about that, but look at how great that song is. Just for y'all to say, "Oh, I like that." What do y'all want? What do y'all want, man? Right. What do y'all want? Let's get another drug dealer album out here. That'll be great for the culture. That'll be great for the culture.
Yeah.
Meek Mill talk about getting himself out of jail. Yeah, that's amazing. That's so amazing. He's doing it for everybody. Kind of. Okay.
Right.
Kanye talk about us going from 1 in 4 in jail to 1 in 3 in jail. Black men in America. And that's a problem because he actually got black people out of jail this last year. I don't know what y'all talking about. Okay. Y'all right. I'm wrong. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. Again, I'm not saying he's right. I'm just saying there are some counter arguments that you must think of first. You must critically think before you have a hard line opinion on anything.
I agree.
All right, I'm gonna stop now. I'm gonna stop now because
I don't think a lot of people thought too hard about it. That's for sure.
No, I think that he put on a red hat, and I think that he speaks sometimes positively about the guy that y'all can't stand, and I can't stand him neither. And I think that you've let it cloud your judgment. And I think you stopped thinking critically because you've played into the identity politics that you say that the right does all the time. I think you've allowed those identity politics to let you stop enjoying yourself, to stop having joy from things that you probably actually would like. I think that you've let the other guys win. They took something away from most of you that you've always said, he's crazy, but he's got that music. And now you've let them take that from you because the music is pretty much the same. But maybe he hasn't changed so much. Maybe you have changed. Is that possible?
Ooh.
Maybe your ears have changed.
Ooh.
Maybe you're not used to a full project. That has a couple slaps on it, but also has some other things in there that challenge you.
Right.
Do we go to the museum and just look for smiley face pictures? Or do we look for stuff that challenges us? Because I thought that was what made My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy great, was that it challenged us. I thought that's what made Yeezus great, is that it challenged us. If you put out Yeezus tomorrow, how many of y'all would be clowning it?
I bet a lot.
I guarantee. Why? Because Drake said checks over stripes. That's why we don't like him. No, I don't know. I don't get it. And y'all don't like Drake no more. I don't know who y'all like anymore. I don't get it. Twitter, who do y'all like? Y'all like Frank Ocean? Y'all like Frank Ocean? Everything he does is great to y'all. He shows up every couple years like Andre 3000.
Yeah.
Easy to be loved when you live in the shadows, bro.
Yep. I think Frank really nailed that too. He just chills, makes some music, and it doesn't make a lot of waves. But
no,
that's why he's like universally loved though too. So,
well, interestingly enough, if like your favorite artist doesn't show up to shows that they're supposed to be at, generally y'all get mad. But when he does, oh, he's enigmatic. When Morrissey does it, he's garbage. Right. Why? Because he likes Boris Johnson and Trump.
Yeah.
Morrissey gave us a lot more than they did. Just saying. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, we let you cook. Wow. We let you cook this week for sure.
I had to cook, bro. I had to cook because everything else I thought was flame, bro. Everything else I thought was real flame.
I mean, I respect your opinion for sure. But like, So the ones I liked, it was Follow God, and I actually
Closed on Sunday.
I actually liked Follow God, and then Closed on Sunday was like it was pretty good. A little corny, but it was good. The Closed on Sunday or my Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. You my number one with the lemonade.
It's catchy. So I like that. The rest, see, this is the thing. I don't think, like, the whole album, like, some people just thought it was, like, just trash. Like, it's just bad. Yeah. I didn't think it was bad for what it was. It's just not what I really wanted, which I don't understand. I mean, that's on me, too. Like, he said it was a gospel album. Like, it's going to be a gospel album. So, like, that's why I'm not saying it's horrible, it's god-awful, it's trash. It's just not really what I wanted, and it's just kind of not what I was, like, in the mood for at this point from Kanye.
But that's fair.
At the same time, like, if you're down, like, you were down with it, that's you were digging that, and so I respect that opinion, too.
Well, same. I think that I can respect and abide with any opinion that's different from mine, as long as, like, and then not because it's different than mine, that, yeah, I'm not making an exception for opinions that are different than mine. I'm saying that I could always look at something that's different from my opinion if it's well thought out and if it makes sense and someone's taken some time with it. And this is where, like, I'm not going to go and, like, call out any names of any podcasts or anything like that. But there are a lot of places and a lot of outlets that are like, oh, okay, well, this Kanye album is bad. It's trash. And then you kind of listen into, like, why they think it's trash. And then they don't actually tell you that it's trash. They tell you, oh, well, he's a literal musical genius and it sounds great sonically, but his lyricism isn't where we'd like it to be on it. And it's like, when's the last time Kanye gave you great lyricism? Like, for real.
Yeah, a long time ago, for sure.
Like, he hasn't given us great lyricism since My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, and half of that is debatable.
Yeah.
Half of that is really debatable. So, like, the only time I would say he gave us great lyricism was College Dropout and Late Registration. So that ain't what y'all are listening to him for. And how do you look at some of these other albums that have come out and say that's great lyricism, but then this isn't? Like, when I listened to Follow God, he was spitting, bro.
Mm-hmm. He was spitting. For sure.
Even if it is for a minute 44. That was a minute 44 of better bars than you've gotten from probably your favorite rapper. And then when somebody does give you lyrics, it ain't like y'all was running around talking about how, like, Pusha T was the bar guy. Y'all was saying he was, like, the vibes guy. So I don't know what y'all want. I don't get it.
Right.
I don't know what y'all want. Like, okay, so if you anti-Kanye and his message, that's fine. But, like, don't listen to it and don't talk about it, period.
Right, I agree.
Like, because if you're anti his message, then you don't want to, like, boost that up. You don't want to talk about it and let other people know about it. Like, I'm not saying that I am pro his message. I'm just saying that, like, I don't like the idea of the hard politics creeping into things this way, where the hard politics are supposed to leave the arts out of it. They're supposed to not affect the arts in that way. The arts are supposed to be the arts, and we're supposed to consume the arts and the artists almost separately from the art. But we can't do that anymore because of cancel culture.
See, it seems to be the case. Yeah.
And it's a lot of y'all who won't watch Manhattan no more. It's a lot of y'all who won't watch anything Woody Allen. Like, I'm not saying, and I mean, that's not new. You know, my mother doesn't watch anything with Woody Allen, but my mother's like my mother. She's crazy about stuff like that. But, like, okay, so what? You're not going to understand why, like, we have an archetypal type of male in television? Without Woody Allen, there's no Atlanta. Do we throw that out now?
I mean, never thought about it, but yeah.
Earn is literally, you know, essentially the Childish Gambino version of every Woody Allen character that he plays.
Yeah,
so that's true. You know, oh, man, come on.
I hear you, man.
Speaking of Earn and Atlanta, anyone who hasn't seen The Joker, you must check it out.
Yeah, I need to. I might this weekend. I still haven't got to.
Oh, it's great. It is great. Oh, it's so good. We will, maybe if you watch it this week, then we'll talk about that in the new Toro Yamua album next week.
Yes. Yes, we'll plan on that. I'll see it this weekend. Next week's episode, we'll do that.
Sick. Sick. All right. I cooked. I'm gonna let that simmer on all your brains. Please get at me. Holler at me. I'd love to fight this out publicly with everybody, because mm-hmm. I don't have a hard opinion on it. I don't think I'm right. I just know that there's no one who can tell me directly like he's bad or he's good, and they have been thinking about this very hard.
Right. Right. Yeah, well, where can they reach you to come argue with you?
Where can we fight this out? Oh, by the way, speaking of, just as I was about to say, catch me outside. Did you see Bad Baby got beat up?
No,
I did not. Yeah, Danielle Bregoli got beat up by some girl who's like the new version of Danielle Bregoli.
bless her heart.
Bless her heart. But all Twitter's been getting the jokes off because essentially she got into a fight with this girl in the studio.
Oh no!
And she got beat up in the studio, and everyone says like, it would have went different if she caught you outside, right?
The first hit she's ever made in the studio.
Oh yeah, ooh. Yeah. She caught a little beat down. She caught a little beat down there. Anyway, yeah, so you can catch me on Twitter and on Instagram at Brendan Amien, BrendonAmien. Hit me up, follow me, direct message me. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about all of it. You can also tweet to the Real Ones Radio page. That's at Real Ones Radio on Twitter and on Instagram, I believe.
Yep. Yeah, we're there on both. I'm Gavin probably on Twitter. Gavin Palm on Instagram, as well as my food and travel account, Up North Eats TC. That's on Instagram. So, yeah, hit me up there.
Solid. We appreciate y'all. We going to talk to y'all soon.
All right. See you guys next week.
All right. Cheers, y'all. Bye.
See ya.
Real Ones Radio, Gavin Palm and Crafty.